We have recently upgraded the video cameras that we have in our downtown core. And so we were able to pull the video footage from, this actually occurred early Saturday morning. And we were able to make some identifications. We have some people of interest, and we are working with the Albany Police Department to identify, arrest, and bring those people to justice and make sure they're prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And that they are indeed Albany-based gang members that were responsible for that violence. And then the same group that was here on Friday night into Saturday did return with more people on Saturday night.
So there's usually a really heavy police presence, or at least officers on the sidewalk on Caroline Street. With everything opening up, were there the same number of police officers on Caroline Street than there would be in a non-pandemic year?
So everything, just to clarify, has opened up, meaning our bars are back to being open until 4 a.m. We had incredible financial challenges that we faced as a city this past year due to the pandemic. Back in the fall of 2020, we were looking at a budget that called for laying off 30 of our police officers and 20 of our firefighters. Along with the city council, we were able to work extremely hard to save those jobs and maintain them, because we know how essential the nature of maintaining public safety and just all essential services are in this city. However, at present levels, we still have 67 active duty police officers. This includes the chief and assistant chief. And if you compare that to our 2009 levels, we had 72 officers back in 2009 before widespread layoffs under that administration. So really, our police levels have still not quite back to where they were in 2009. And you can imagine the kind of growth that the city has undergone over the last 12 years in conjunction with the heavy partying and huge crowds we are seeing post-pandemic, because understandably, people have been locked up in their homes for over a year. And when they were given the ability to come out and enjoy themselves again, they're doing so and more.
Public officials over the last couple of years, and many of them who are opponents of police reform efforts, have blamed statewide police reform efforts, criminal justice reforms, as contributing to violence. Is that something that you agree with?
I agree with that to an extent. I mean, certainly it has emboldened a certain type of criminal behavior, because people know that there really isn't going to be a consequence for the action that they're committing. And they have a level of understanding of how these recent changes that the state legislator has made has enabled them to get away with more, with less, without being punished, essentially. So it has certainly emboldened more criminal activity in a way that, you know, I know the state legislator likely didn't intend, but it shows kind of the disconnect between people who are writing the legislation and passing the legislation and actually what happens boots on the ground with law enforcement.
So what's your solution, I guess, for the police department moving into the summer? Several months of summer ahead, track season is around the corner. Will there be a stepped up police presence in conjunction with the Albany Police Department or other police agencies?
Sure. So, of course, as I said, like, we did anticipate an increase in activity in our downtown area, especially going into the summer and track season. So we've been working diligently behind the scenes to be proactive in terms of getting more officers on shifts and on patrol so we can try to maintain public safety. So to that end, we were able to do a couple pretty significant things. One of which was work with the PBA and Assistant Chief John Catone to transition our officers from 8-hour shifts to 12-hour shifts, which enables them, a better quality of life because they're able to have more time off. And, you know, also, though, it enables us to put more officers on shift, which just helps, like, staff up our levels when we're in a busy season like this. Additionally, we've also been working with civil service and the PBA to feel out whether or not we could start accepting lateral transfers, because typically when we hire more police officers, and we did, by the way, just hire 3 more police officers, the city's finances are improving, and we were fortunate enough to work with Commissioner Madigan and the finance department, who was able to work with us in hiring 3 new police officers, for which we're very grateful. But with every new police officer that comes into the department, they start in the academy. So the 3 hires that we've just made will start in the academy in July. They probably won't be out on patrol until spring of 2022. And that's the way it's always been with the Saratoga Springs Police Department. We start people in the academy and we train them, and we have very rigorous hiring standards. So that being said, this is the first time we've ever explored the idea of opening up lateral transfers, meaning we would take officers who have experience or mid into their career from other departments into our department. And the only tricky thing with that is that they do have to meet the qualifications and requirements that we have in place in our department. And so, you know, it's not like we're casting the widest net possible and that there's going to be, I would guess that there's not going to be like a huge amount of people that fit those qualifications and requirements, but it would allow for us to take someone and have them, you know, active in our police department and on patrol within probably 2 or 3 months, as opposed to waiting almost a year to go through the academy and training. So those are two steps that we're taking to address this, although none of them help us like right now in the moment in this summer. So we're very, very grateful to the Saratoga County Sheriff's Department, who has promised to help us in any way they can, as well as the New York State Police. Even though the New York State Police are stretched quite thin, they have also agreed to help in whatever way they can, because both agencies recognize that the problems we're facing, we are not capable of addressing with a department of our size. So as of right now, we will have a significantly increased police presence saturating our downtown, especially on the weekends moving forward, with the help of the Saratoga County Sheriff's Department and New York State Police.